We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press.
December 7th, 1941.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor, a surprise, sudden blow to the United States. News of the early morning attack stunned Americans 75 years ago today. Many were at home that Sunday, listening to sports or music on the radio when the first reports came in.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
In the first wave of aerial attacks, 183 planes dropped bombs on the American naval vessels. Other Japanese planes bombarded U.S. airfields. When it was over, the USS Oklahoma had capsized. Another battleship, the Arizona, was completely destroyed. More than 2,400 American service members and civilians were dead.
The following day, President Franklin Roosevelt spoke before a joint session of Congress and asked for a formal declaration of war.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
The U.S. officially entered World War II a few hours later.
After 75 years, there are fewer eyewitnesses to Pearl Harbor. We're going to hear one man's story right now. For decades, nobody believed his tale.
At the entrance to Pearl Harbor, our job was patrolling back and forth for a week at a time.
That's Will Lehner of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. In 1941, he was 20 years old in the Navy, assigned to a destroyer called the USS Ward. It was early morning, December 7th, and Lehner says before the surprise attack, the Japanese sent small surveillance submarines to the harbor. He says his crew saw one and fired.
I saw the shell when it hit the sub right on the hull.
How big was this submarine?
It was about 75 feet long and 4 or 5 foot diameter.
And so you engaged the Japanese Navy on that morning, even before the aerial attack on Pearl Harbor.
Yes, we did.
And how long after you engaged that submarine was it until the full attack happened?
It was about 6:45 when we hit the sub. And the big force, they didn't come until 8 o'clock in the morning.
And what did you see and hear when the full attack happened?
We saw a lot of smoke and planes diving. We didn't know how bad it was until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we had to go in, get more depth charges. So that's when we saw all the destruction. There were bodies in the floating in the water.
Now, for many years, no one believed you that you had sunk this Japanese submarine before the aerial assault on Pearl Harbor.
That's correct.
And finally, just over a decade ago, you went back to Pearl Harbor on a mission to find this submarine that had sunk all those years before and prove that it actually existed. What happened?
Well, the University of Hawaii had two diving bells. And I knew Terry Kirby, who operated one of them. And he called me and said, how would you like to come over and go down in the diving bell with me?
So you go down in this submersible and you see this submarine that all the decades earlier you had sunk.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when I saw that submarine laying there, the hairs on the back of my neck just stood up.
Did anyone apologize to you for not believing you all those years?
Oh, no. No one ever apologized. But I used to say, hey, we found it now. So now there's definite proof.
Well, Mr. Lehner, thank you for your service and thank you for joining us to remember Pearl Harbor on this anniversary.
You're welcome, and thank you for asking me.
That's 95-year-old Will Lehner of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. 75 years ago today, he was a sailor at Pearl Harbor, on a vessel that fired the first shot shortly before the Japanese attack began. He's marking this anniversary at a ceremony today in Hawaii.